Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hawaii Governor David Ige says the false missile alert that panicked islanders on Saturday was totally unacceptable.
Today is a day that most of us will never forget. A day when many in our community thought that our worst nightmares might actually be happening. A day when many frantically tried to think about the things that they would do if a ballistic missile launch would happen.
The administrator of Hawaii's Emergency Management Administration, Vern Miyagi, told reporters one person was responsible for the erroneous message. Hawaiians described panic when they got the emergency alert Saturday on radio, television, email, and mobile devices. Donna McGarity lives on the island of Oahu. She spoke with VOA.
I've never had anything like this happen where it could be imminent within, you know, just a couple of minutes. We could all be dead, you know. We could all have been blown up at that point.
Just a few weeks ago, Hawaii reinstated its Cold War era alarm sirens amid growing fears of nuclear aggression by North Korea. South Korea suggested the formation of a combined women's hockey team with North Korea to compete at the Winter Olympics next month, a potential landmark development in relations between the bitter rivals. The proposal was made last week with delegations. Both countries held talks at the border village of Panmunjom. Neighboring countries expected to have further discussions about the proposal on Monday, agreeing to work level discussions North Korea at Panmunjom. This is VOA News.